Well, the Occupy, I mean, the Occupy movement was extremely heartening because one could see it was almost like the American people were waiting for someone to speak these kinds of obvious truths, even though the Occupy movement doesn't have an analysis of American society or program or any of the things that you would identify with the left. It's not a surprise that we have not had more of an upsurge. I mean, basically, the last 30 or 40 years have been a period in which the whole idea of the left, because it was so powerful in the 60s, has been suppressed, it's been marginalized, it's been made fun of, claimed to be irrelevant, and so forth, going back to the 70s. So people, you know, try to avoid the idea. And also in other periods of crisis, I mean, Tocqueville was shocked by the equanimity with which Americans accepted slavery. After the Great Depression of 1929, nothing really happened for a couple of years. It was the election of Roosevelt in 1932 that mobilized people. You know, I think leadership is very important. I do think that had Obama, when he was elected in 2008, actually tried to lead the country in a genuinely new direction, obviously not a left direction, but a new direction, which obviously would have meant a break with just pure markets and a break with war as the centerpiece of American foreign policy. Had he tried to do something like that, I think there'd be an enormous upsurge in the country. In fact, I think Occupy Wall Street was a response to that vacuum. So I don't know. These things are unpredictable, when there'll be a left upsurge and when there'll be a right upsurge. But no, I'm not surprised that we've had not so much of a response to the current crisis as one might have thought.